Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bo, Tefillin in Your Head. The section of Parshat Bo that deals with Tefillin has two different sections, and they are indeed, these passages are found as two of the sections of the four that are mentioned in our Tefillin, the Kadesh, Vayak, Vayacha. These are the two paragraphs here, and then the more familiar Shema, Vayayim, Shamoa are also found in our Tefillin. In the first paragraph, it says, "V'hayalacha la'ot al yadcha," and these words should be as for you as a sign on your hands, "Uzikaron beinecha," and they should be a remembrance between your eyes. That's the tefillin of the head. "Leman tiyeh Torat Hashem b'ficha," so that the words of God should be in your mouth. "Ki b'chozek yad b'yachazekah tiyachah Hashem Mitzrayim," because it was with a strong hand that God took you out of Egypt. I'd like to understand, what does it mean that you should wear the tefillin in order that the Torah of God should be in your mouth? What does that mean? Does that mean that while you're wearing your tefillin, the Torah should be in your mouth? Or after you wear the tefillin, it's as if you have Torah in your mouth? What's the relationship between tefillin on your head and Torah in your mouth? If we look from ancient times till modern times, we look through the various sources, we see the following. We look in the Midrash, we find two different strands, two different ideas. One idea is expressed here in Mechilta, classic Midrash on Shemot, says, "Mikan amru," based on this pasuk, they say, "Kol meniach tefillin ki'ilu koreh b'Torah," that if you wear tefillin, it's as if you're reading the Torah. The idea is that if you wear the tefillin on your head, it's as if you have Torah in your mouth. And then they say something more remarkable, "Kol ha-koreh b'Torah patur min ha-tefillin." If you are learning Torah, you don't have to wear tefillin. That raises an interesting question. Were there ever scholars who felt they were so engrossed in Torah that they needn't wear tefillin? But generally we say you do wear tefillin, but it's just wearing them themselves. It's as if you have Torah in your mouth, because the Torah is in your tefillin. And by having these holy passages on your head, on your across from your heart, it's as if you're actually reciting. Another passage found in the Midrash Tehillim says that as follows. Rabbi Ezra says, "Amru Yisrael lefnei Kadosh Baruch Hu," the Jews said to God, "Ribono shel Olam, Master of the Universe, anu rotzim li'os yegeim b'Torah yom v'layla." We'd like to be engaged and engrossed in the Torah, struggling, working over the Torah day and night. "Aval ein lanu p'nai," we have no time. "Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki mu mitzvat tefillin, u'maleh ani alechem, kilu ki atem yegeim laila v'yom." Why don't you wear tefillin? And if you wear tefillin, it's as if you were engaged and engrossed in the Torah day and night. Now we have to understand why. I understand why if you're wearing the words of tefillin, it's as if you're saying them. But why is wearing the tefillin as if you're engrossed in the Torah? Perhaps the idea is that just as the tefillin is on my body, it's on my person, so too, it's as if I am engrossed, that my whole being and persona and my whole intellect is engaged and engrossed, lasok b'direi Torah, is engaged in the words of Torah. Just as we're supposed to be engaged with the words of Torah, symbolically, when I wear the tefillin, my whole body is engrossed and engaged in Torah. Then as we head toward the Middle Ages, the Rashbam and also the Ramban, we see two other ideas. Ramban has a notion that that omek pshuto, the deeper meaning of this is not so much that you wear these particular boxes on your hand and your head. That's true. It's stated explicitly in the Shema. But the deeper meaning is that ki'ilu katuv al yadecha. The idea of the Torah is as if it is actually engraved on my hand. It's engraved on my forehead, so to speak, on the top of my head. Man tia Torah Hashem b'ficha, so that the words of God should be in your mouth, perhaps in the Rashbam's understanding, is as if the Torah is actually inscribed on my head. It's inscribed on me, the words of Torah in my mouth, in the sense that they're actually almost written and engraved on my body. That's the Rashbam. Now the Ramban is a bit more elusive. Rabbi Moshe ben Nachman, the Nachmanides, listen to this. Laman shetiye Torat Hashem b'ficha lishmor mitzvotav v'torotav. The words of God should be on your tongue to do the mitzvot. The next pasuk says, v'shamarta et hachukazo, you should observe this. It's not so much that words should be in our mouth. We're not interested merely in lip service to the Torah. We want observance. And therefore, the tefillin is the beginning of doing. I'm doing something. I'm not just putting on the words on my heart. I'm not just saying the words, but it's actually, the words are in my mouth. Torah Hashem beficha v'shamarta hachukah. Then we will keep the Torah. The goal is to actually keep the Torah through the tefillin. The tefillin is, it partakes of thought. It's on the head, which represents thought. It partakes of speech. It's as if I speak the words. Says the Ramban, it's also an element of action. Because I actually do something. I put the tefillin on my arm. Finally, we have the Sfas Emes, who speaks in more mystical tones, the second Ger Rebbe. And he says as follows. Because when you wear the tefillin, you know what you're doing. He says the Jewish people, when they wear the tefillin, they stir up the letters of the Torah that are already inscribed on my heart. God put the Torah in the hearts of the Jewish people. And when I wear the tefillin, I bring that Torah, that inner Torah, out into reality. I take it me'akoach el hapoah. I take the potentiality of Torah within my soul and I bring it out. We have then five approaches to what it means that the words of God are in my mouth. One is as if I recite the Torah. Second, it's as if I'm engaged and engrossed in the Torah. The third, it's as if the Torah is written on my persona. Fourth, it's as if I'm doing the Torah. And finally, words of Torah are in my mouth. They're always in your mouth. They're in my soul. But the tefillin helps bring out the Torah that's already inscribed in my soul, out of my soul. And in this sense, famous words of some more recent sage who said that the idea of tefillin is not to wear tefillin on your heart, but wear tefillin in your heart. Not on your head, but in your head. Sfas Emes is saying, perhaps all the sources are saying, that it's not just a box we put on our head, but the symbol is every Jew is supposed to try to bring out the words of Torah which are in the soul, the words of Torah which are in the book, and bring them out from the koach el hapoach, from potentiality into reality, from speech to action, from the ideas, from learning, to the engagement, to the doing. And hopefully, if we can begin to wear tefillin in that sense, to bring out the potential of Torah within us, hopefully we can be those individuals, as the prophet says, Yar'u v'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz ki shem Hashem nikra elecha v'yar'u mimecha. Everyone will see that the word of God is written on you, in you, and they will be in awe of the person whose Torah comes from outside, inside their soul, and radiates outward. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefar Beth Lemeth Congregation here in Memphis, Tennessee, for our discussion of Parshat Bo. Join us each week for our discussions, see our past archives, past Parshiot. I want to thank Jason Lefkowitz for making today's presentation possible. And we learned today and throughout the year, memory of Reb Baruch and Reb Chaim Shmuel, my father, my teacher, Yehi Zichro Baruch, may his memory be a blessing.